welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. So this weekend I was on Pinterest browsing. And because of my profession, I get a lot of stuff on decluttering in my feed. And I came across an article about the reasons you're not able to declutter. Now, full disclosure here, I am in the process of creating a free workshop about the reasons you're not able to declutter. So I was very curious of what this writer had to say. So I was reading it and I'm not going to lie, I was very angry. The writer basically spewed a lot of reasons. I think it was 20 reasons why you are not decluttering. And oh my gosh. Okay. So all of the reasons when you read, it should have a thing and then should say, this is what you're doing wrong. And it was all shame and blame. The entire article basically reiterated our society's ideas of you need to do this a certain way and it needs to be done perfectly. And if you're not doing it perfectly, then that's on you and that's your fault. And you should be blah, blah, blah. And if you didn't do this, then that's your fault. And it was, I mean, I was so angry. I can't even tell you how angry I was. If I had really done this podcast right after I read that article, I would have been swearing a lot. I'm not even going to lie. I would have been swearing a lot on this podcast. So let's talk about this. And I think on a previous podcast, I mentioned that when you shame your family about how they declutter and whether or not they declutter, they don't do any decluttering. That is true with all of us. If someone is sitting there telling you, you have to declutter a certain way or you're a bad person, let me tell you, I'm not going to declutter. I'm not going to want to declutter, or I'm going to try to declutter and then I'm going to feel horrible about myself, right? So let's rethink this. What this woman said, just like push it away. And let me just say something. As someone who used to be a therapist and now is a declutter coach, I'm going to tell you this. If your home has clutter in it, you are not a bad person. If your home is not perfectly decluttered, you are not a bad person. If you've tried to declutter before and haven't been able to, you are not a bad person. Do you get the theme here? You're not a bad person. Your home is just decluttered. That doesn't mean anything about you. Did I say decluttered? I meant your home is just cluttered. That doesn't mean anything about you. It really doesn't. It just means that your home is cluttered. Listen, there are ways to clear clutter that are not going to make you feel bad about yourself. There are ways that you can clear clutter that do not make you feel ashamed. And I just want to remind you that if you happen to see an article like that, or if you are watching a documentary on decluttering or minimalism or something, and you look at them and you say, why can't I be more like them? I'm going to tell you, it's okay that you're not like them. You don't have to be like them. Be like you. You are good. You are fine. You are not a bad person for not having a minimal house or a perfectly decluttered house or a perfectly organized in little boxes folded perfectly house. I'm trying to think of all the other programs out there for decluttering. You don't have to follow those roads. If that does not fit with who you are, you're not a bad person. And if you've tried to declutter this way, all of those ways, and it hasn't worked, it just means those aren't the right programs for you. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Trust me, I've tried all those things and I try them over and over and over again. And I felt tons of shame because all of those programs were telling me I was doing it wrong. Even though I was doing exactly what they said, I couldn't let go of certain items. I had a hard time. And one program, it was like, well, why would you? Why can't you just let it go? Like, oh, how dare you? Why can't you? I couldn't let it go. I had to work through that on my own. Right? I can't fold things perfectly every time. I really just don't have time. So that program doesn't work for me. You know? Like, you are okay. There are plenty of programs out there that are going to tell you that. You don't have to follow the programs that reinforce this idea that if you aren't doing it a specific, perfect way and having this home that is quote unquote perfect and spending your whole weekend decluttering and all that other baloney, like, you don't need that. You really don't. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Thank you. And of course, I'm gonna have to say, if you do want to know another way of decluttering, I've got a 30-day declutter program to get you started. Or just, even if you don't want to do that and you just want to follow me on Instagram or join my mailing list and find out about my route of decluttering and my way of seeing decluttering. And that's not a shame game. And it's not going to tell you how horrible a person you are for not decluttering a certain way and getting rid of a certain number of things every single day. Yeah, that's not, you're good. You're all good. Don't let anyone tell you anything different because you're all good. All right. I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.